CVS and Walgreens near $10 billion deal to settle opioid cases. The New York Times, November 2, 2022, updated 11:06 a.m. Yet CVS and Walgreens, two of the nation's largest retail pharmacy chains, said on Wednesday that they had reached tentative agreements to pay about $5 billion each to settle thousands of lawsuits over their role in the opioid crisis. The companies made the announcements in government filings, but finalization is conditional on an overwhelming majority of plaintiffs, including state, municipal and tribal governments, signing on, they said. If the deals are finalized, they would represent payouts from the arm of the pharmaceutical industry that has been most resistant to striking the deal with plaintiffs in the litigation. Many large manufacturers of prescription opioids and the three major drug distribution companies have already settled. While negotiations were largely underway with those corporations, the big retailers mostly opted to test their arguments in court. But in August, a federal judge ordered CVS, Walgreens and Walmart to pay $650 million to two Ohio counties to help offset the ongoing costs of their role in the two-decade opioid crisis. A jury had found that the companies turned a blind eye to the diversion of prescription opioids they were dispensing, ignoring red flags that warned of egregious quantities of the pills exiting their doors into communities. They settled earlier in cases brought in Florida and West Virginia and by two New York counties. Josh Stein, the Attorney General of North Carolina, who is on the executive committee of states handling the negotiations, confirmed the tentative deal, saying, "While significant work remains, a broad coalition of states, in cooperation with lawyers representing the subdivisions, is making progress in our negotiations with CVS and Walgreens. And we are hopeful that we will be able to reach the final agreement on all terms." Fentanyl overdoses, what to know, card one of five devastating losses. Drug overdose deaths, largely caused by the synthetic opioid drug fentanyl, reached record highs in the United States in 2021. Here's what you should know to keep your loved ones safe. Understand fentanyl's effects. Fentanyl is a potent and fast-acting drug, two qualities that also make it highly addictive. A small quantity goes a long way, so it's easy to suffer an overdose. With fentanyl, there is only a short window of time to intervene and save a person's life during an overdose. Stick to licensed pharmacies. Prescription drugs sold online or by unlicensed dealers marketed as OxyContin, Vicodin and Xanax are often laced with fentanyl. Only take pills that were prescribed by your doctor and came from a licensed pharmacy. Talk to your loved ones. The best way to prevent fentanyl use is to educate your loved ones, including teens, about it. Explain what fentanyl is and that it can be found in pills bought online or from friends. Aim to establish an ongoing dialogue in short spurts rather than one long, formal conversation. Learn how to spot an overdose. When someone overdoses from fentanyl, breathing slows and their skin often turns a bluish hue. If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 right away. If you're concerned that a loved one could be exposed to fentanyl, you may want to buy naloxone, the medicine that can rapidly reverse an opioid overdose and is often available at local pharmacies without prescription. A person familiar with the negotiations said that Walmart had agreed to pay $3.1 billion in settlement negotiations. The company declined to comment. Both CVS and Walgreens said that the agreements represented no admission of wrongdoing on their part. CVS said that over the next 10 years, it would pay for $0.9 billion to states and municipal governments and about $130 million to tribes under the agreement. "We are pleased to resolve these long-standing claims, and putting them behind us is in the best interest of all parties, as well as our customers, colleagues and shareholders," said Thomas Moriarty, the Chief Policy Officer and General Counsel for CVS Health. "We are committed to working with states, municipalities and tribes, and will continue our own important initiatives to help reduce the illegitimate use of prescription opioids." In its filing, Walgreens said it would pay $4.79 billion over 15 years to the states and $154.5 million to the tribes. It would also pay $753.5 million in lawyers' fees and costs over 6 years. The opioid crisis, from powerful pharmaceuticals to illegally made synthetics, opioids are fueling the deadly drug crisis in America. Pregnant women, The Biden administration plans to expand the use of medication to treat substance use disorders in pregnant women as part of its effort to combat the drug crisis. The Dating Addiction Strategy. Rhode Island is the first state to legalize supervised drug consumption sites, which some experts believe will help lower overdose rates. Fentanyl test strips. A simple test lets people check drugs for lethal fentanyl. Some states say the tests save lives, but others contend they encourage abuse. MC Kinsey's sway, say from poppy fields to pills. A trove of documents shows how the consulting firm gave opioid makers an in-depth experience in narcotics. This settlement framework will allow us to keep our focus on the health and well-being of our customers and patients, while making positive contributions to address the opioid crisis, Walgreens said in a statement. It is unclear how many states, municipalities and tribes will actually agree to these proposals, particularly given how protracted and contentious negotiations between these plaintiffs and the pharmacy chains have been. Walgreens' announcement does not, for example, resolve the second phase of a trial underway in San Francisco federal court to determine the amount the company must pay to the city and county to abate the cost of the ongoing opioid epidemic. Nor does it encompass a recently concluded New Mexico trial before a state judge, who has not yet issued a decision. But a statement from lawyers negotiating on behalf of cities and counties across the country urged plaintiffs to work toward a final deal. We encourage all states, subdivisions and Native American tribes to join us once these agreements and allocation processes are finalized to expedite the process of providing these life-saving resources where they are needed most, the statement